This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a fairly standard, if unevenly applied across this economy, list of benefits that people get from their employers. A 401k most of the time. Health insurance, again, most of the time. Paid sick leave if you're lucky. How about, though, a little help paying off your student loans? Debt repayment assistance, as it's known, is an increasingly popular perk in this tight labor market. And also, not for nothing, it's a business opportunity as well. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Maybe you've seen the ads. A somber voice ticks off the debts a young woman piled up as she struggled through college.
Why did she borrow $42,000 for tuition? Why did she borrow $19,400 for room and board?
She did it to work for you, the announcer tells potential employers.
And now you can do something for her.
That something is help paying off her debts. The company behind the ads is called Gratify, with a D. It provides and manages an online portal that allows employers to make direct payments on their workers' student loans.
So we just opened up a new floor.
At the company's headquarters in downtown Boston, CEO Tim DeMello shows off a recent expansion.
You know, I started the company a couple of years ago. There was just three of us, and now 46 people on two floors.
DeMello says he launched the loan repayment service last January with one client, the consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers.
And now we're adding about 5 to 6 new clients every single week. We've got about 230 companies.
And demand is only growing as outstanding student loan debt has reached $1.4 trillion. DeMello says it's keeping a lot of younger workers from saving for retirement or buying homes.
The millennial workforce will be 50% of the workforce by 2020, and 75% of them graduate with student loans.
Startups like Tuition.io and Student Loan Genius offer similar services to help employers pay down those loans, and benefits powerhouse Fidelity just entered the business. Some employers are offering the perk without a middleman. Pam Hutchinson is head of human resources for Choptank Transport, a logistics company on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Earlier this year, the company announced it would start matching its employees' student loan payments up to $1,500 a year.
We did it at a company-wide meeting, and there were quite a few cheers and a few sighs of relief.
Choptank has a lot of entry-level jobs and recruits on college campuses. Hutchinson says for people in their 20s, it's a more powerful draw than health insurance or 401ks.
They don't think they're going to get sick. Retirement seems just like eternity away, but this is something that they can take advantage of that'll make a real impact on their life.
About 15 workers have signed up so far, out of just over 300. One of them is Sonny Hopkins, who graduated 8 years ago from Clemson University. He's got a family now and had more than $4,000 to pay off when the benefit started.
Between the help of Choptank and myself, I think the last time I checked, I'm right around $1,000 out, so I'll be wrapping it up here shortly. It's a blessing for sure to have that kind of help.
That kind of gratitude doesn't just help employers hold on to good workers. Kathleen Coulomb is a senior advisor with the Society for Human Resource Management. She says financial stress can affect performance. But despite its appeal, she says only about 4% of employers offer student loan assistance.
I think one of the reasons is the tax implication related to that benefit.
Right now, workers have to pay taxes on any loan assistance they get from an employer. A bill in Congress would change that. Coulomb says much like the tuition reimbursement programs many companies offer, employers would be allowed to contribute up to $5,250 a year for student loans.
And so employers wouldn't pay FICA tax on that benefit, and employees wouldn't pay income tax.
That would make the benefit a lot more attractive to potential recruits, and Gratify's Tim DeMello says likely boost his business
tenfold.
I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.